speaking of the new studio and speaking of what we announced on Friday, we have there's a little bit more to the story. If you missed it on Friday, we started the show by making a big, huge announcement. Josh actually wasn't here. He was out at the Players. But Hannah and I discussed how we are finally getting, after years and years and years of complaining and harassing people and sending angry emails and breaking stuff in the studio, we're finally getting our own space to do our show. We're getting an official studio that has been designated exclusively for the Marquee Show. It is the only thing that that studio space will be used for. And we had a couple things to thank. First of all, there was, you know, like I said, our patience and our adaptability.
Right. You talked about that?
Yeah, I said, well, you know, we've been very patient and adaptable.
Yeah, we sure have.
And the second thing is, because of COVID-19, this workspace, which used to house like 100, 150 people, now holds about 7 on a daily basis. So there's a lot of extra room. There's conference rooms, but all the conferences are virtual now. They're on Microsoft Teams or Zoom or something like that. So they took a conference room and they changed it, or they are in the process of changing it into the Marquee Show studio, which is where we'll be doing our show from now on. Fun fact, that announcement that we made on Friday wasn't the announcement we had planned to make on Friday. It was the decoy announcement. We had a bigger announcement that we needed to talk about. We had something else that we really needed to let you guys know, and we wanted to let you know as soon as possible because it affects you and it affects your lives, a lot of you, those of you who have come to rely on this show, and those of you that turn on the radio every morning at 10 a.m. or go on Facebook every morning at 10 a.m. and you're like, oh, I can't wait to hear what Mark and Josh and Hannah are going to do, because, I mean, like I said, at 10 a.m., we're there for you, and you're there for us, and we've built this amazing family in this short period of time. Well, the announcement we were going to make on Friday, but we had to push it back because of just some logistical things that weren't all lined up. And you know how large corporations are. They work like the government. You think you're going to announce something on Friday? Takes a couple more days. But the thing that we're announcing is, and I know that for a lot of people, this is not going to be a happy announcement. It's going to be a little sad. And that is that starting Monday, which is the 22nd, we will no longer be heard at 10 a.m. every morning. When you turn on your radio at 10 a.m., when you start live streaming at 10 a.m., I'm not going to be here. Josh isn't going to be here. Hannah's not going to be here. I don't know who's going to be here. It's not going to be my voice that you hear. And if you call up, we're not going to answer the phone. And the reason for that is because we will be pushing our show back 2 full hours. We will start on Monday broadcasting at 12 o'clock noon in the Rush Limbaugh spot. And it's bittersweet for us because, I mean, again, we are all fans of Rush Limbaugh. We grew up with him. The reason I do this is because of him. And for the past several weeks, he passed away. Gosh, almost it'll be a month on Wednesday. Can't believe it's been one of the saddest months that we've ever experienced as broadcasters. But it'll be a month on Wednesday. And for the last month, his team and the EIB network and the folks that have been bringing you the Rush Limbaugh show for, gosh, 30 years have done a really great job, an incredible job taking you through Rush Limbaugh's history and his story and his show and his legacy. And I, probably more than anyone else, has enjoyed at 12 o'clock getting in my car and driving home and listening to all of the guest hosts who do, I mean, just an incredible job introing these segments and learning all these things that I forgot or never knew about the Rush Limbaugh show, which I've been listening to since I was a kid. And it's been fun for a month. We've been doing it and we've been listening to it and we've been learning from it. Well, the people that own the radio station and own the company that owns this and other radio stations, they agree that it's been cathartic and it's been enjoyable. However, as news stations and as news programmers and as news broadcasters, we also have to make sure that we're taking time to deliver to you things that are topical, that are newsworthy, and that are things that you need to know now. And unfortunately, because we lost Rush, he's no longer able to bring you the news on a day-to-day basis. He's no longer there to interpret what's going on in Washington and around the world and how it relates to your life now and how it affects your life in the future. And so because of that loss, we are moving into that spot to not take over, not to replace, but to continue the legacy that Rush Limbaugh created and to continue the legacy of talk radio that, again, without him, we wouldn't have this opportunity ever. So it's bittersweet because I wish Rush were still here. I wish I could listen to him talk about Joe Biden's speech and the immigration crisis. The next election cycle, I wish I could listen to Rush and see what he's saying and who he likes and who he doesn't like and how it's going to affect the country. I wish we could do that. We can't. And because that spot is there and because it's open and because we need to go back to talking about what is happening now, while still remembering what happened for the last 30 years between 12 and 3, they've asked me to take over. And so starting Monday, we will be moving our show to that 12 o'clock spot. With that, as a lot of you also have been yearning for or talking about or asking for since we started this broadcast, we will be extending the show by 1 hour. It will no longer be a 2-hour program. We will be filling all 3 hours of Rush Limbaugh's time slot. We will start at noon. We will continue every day till 3 o'clock, and we will do it again. We're doing this same show. We can't be anybody but ourselves. I can't be Rush Limbaugh. I can only be Mark K. I'm going to be Mark K for 3 hours a day. And hopefully you like it, but we're going to do the same thing. We are going to promote conservative values. We are going to call people out when they're doing something that infringes on those conservative values. We're going to make sure that we are following the news and explaining it to you so that you understand exactly what's happening and how it affects you and your family and your livelihood and your money and your future. We're going to do all of that, and we are going to have a whole hell of a lot of fun while we do it. Because that's what Rush Limbaugh did for 30 years. And starting Monday, that's the legacy that we are going to continue. So unfortunately, if you've built your life and your schedule around us being here at 10 a.m., this is the last week that we will be starting at 10 a.m. On March 22nd, the Mark K Show moves to noon to 3. Got to take a quick break. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. Quick break. We'll be right back.